this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode 14 of A Title to Be Worked On. And you can check us out on Instagram at at2b.podcast. And we listen to us on Spotify and Apple. So guys,
this week, or more like a few days ago, on Friday,
sorry, clearly I don't have words because this is how great the release was. BTS came out with Dynamite, and if you haven't watched it, go stream it, because y'all already know ARMY already got some records established. Anyway, so Crystal.
Oh wait, what are the records?
We'll do after your reaction.
Okay.
All right, so Crystal hasn't heard this, because she's been living under a rock, but...
Hey, you told me literally on Friday, and I was like, oh, really? And then we were like, oh, let's do a reaction video. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not watching this until Sunday.
Yeah, she didn't watch it because I made her not watch it, since she didn't watch it on Friday or Thursday night. It came out on Thursday at midnight, just saying.
Dude, I sleep at 9.
That's okay, but you know, BTS. Okay, so Dynamite. She's gonna react to it, so.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I know is that this is English, right?
It's all English.
Yeah, it's all English.
All English song.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh my god, actually, I don't know if this guy was fake or real being. So there's this TikTok video, and this guy does, or maybe it was on YouTube, but I saw it on TikTok. This guy was reacting to it, and he was like, they should make this out in English. And everyone's like, is this guy?
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know, maybe he did it for the views, or he genuinely didn't get their accent, but like, they did so good, gosh. Okay? Okay, so we're gonna listen to Crystal react.
All right, this is my reaction now. It's the big hit.
Let's rock and roll. Kick out, kick the drum, running on like a rolling stone.
Oh, I like the sound.
So Crystal, how'd you feel? I have so many moments that I love in this video. Like, all the way from their outfits, the transitions, the sets, the like, hairstyles, the little small details in the video are just so good. And their dance is, like, it's I don't want to say it's simple, but it's good. It's, like, perfect.
Yeah, and I want to see them actually perform this first.
Like, I know, I can't. I swear, their concert when they're back, they better do this. I am so waiting for this. And like the bond between the guys, oh my gosh. That was beautiful.
It's cute. It's cute.
So, how did you feel? Because I could talk a lot.
I don't know how I feel. How am I supposed to feel? It was a really
you
nice.
You always like judge songs. You'll be like, this song could have been, or that. Where is this? We need some of this.
Okay, fine. I mean, if you want me to judge the song, let me think first. Because okay. I was not watching it to judge it.
That is true. It is aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, it's just like fun to look at and it's like really beautiful. There's not a lot of choreography, so you can't really judge that. And exactly. Plus, like, but like clearly it's like simple movements, but very like direct and mm-hmm. like precise.
They're just like out there having fun and mm-hmm. wanting us to have fun with them.
Exactly. I think that's the purpose of the song. Like, even yeah, like the one, like the bedroom scenes and the whatever, just like having fun at home or
mm-hmm. while you're in quarantine and mm-hmm. stuff.
Oh. Exactly. So this is an all together just fun groovy song. I mean, there are like disco elements to it, which is like, I mean, I love disco. I don't know if lots of people love disco.
I actually really liked it. The beat was amazing. Great for a drive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I like disco. Like, well, generally, like the vibe of the songs and whatnot are really nice. And, like, the beats. But, like, I like it with, like, the modern spins to it. As of, opposed to, like, when they were doing it in the 80s. Like, those songs I'm not, like, in love with. But yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite scenes?
I'm re-watching it as we're talking about this. Right okay. now, I'm like sort of in love with the rainbow scene.
Well, when it bursts, like.
Yeah, when it bursts. Oh my gosh, that's so when cool.
Mine
or the one in front of the supermarket one.
Yeah, that was cute. I like when JK is having a bite of the food and he looks at the Hyungs. Someone made a comment about that and they were like, when JK fell in love with Hyungs at first sight. Because he actually had that in his eyes. And you know, the amount of times like Jimin grins, like he has this grin on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, in the beginning when he just does like,
yeah, the oh my gosh, my heart.
That he might. He does that, and then it just. I mean, I know a lot of it. Of the video is Jimin and JK, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because
they're the main singers, that's why.
Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of talks about, like, people being offended about Jin not getting enough screen time or, like, his parts are being shortened. And someone even did, like, a post of how many seconds each member is. I don't know how they always kind of do that. I feel like there's going to be songs where one person sings less than another person.
I'm okay with it because, like, generally that's what happens during groups. Like, they choose the people that are tend to be, like, better singers or whatever, and they do the parts. I mean, usually the rappers wouldn't get as many parts, which, they didn't do here. RM had like a pretty big part in it though, but he's the leader, so.
True. But there's been news on that. The other scene I love is when JK jumps onto Jimin.
Yeah.
And and the na 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 na, then the transition, and then the two of them are like doing this move, and then the whole group comes and they go na 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 na, and then it goes back, and they're like smoothly taking off their jacket and throwing it. Oh. And oh, even yeah, when, yeah. Of course, B, when he comes in his green suit and he does the disco move, I died.
Oh, man.
Or, like, when the whole group is just dancing like crazy.
There's just, like, a lot of fun moments where they're just, like, hanging out and doing whatever.
Yeah, I feel like they had a good time shooting this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's parts in the video, if you look closely, like, because obviously there's so many people out there making videos and reaction videos, and they're showing all these little details that you don't pick up when you see it the first few times. But there's, like, moments when, you know, when they're in a circle and their faces are coming in, if you look at the people behind, they're, like, making weird faces, or they're... So, they're just having a fun time and goofing around.
Yeah.
So, I had a good time. So, basically, the record that they beat, so everyone was talking about it, of course. They passed 100 million views in 24 hours on YouTube. Actually, 101.1 million. So they beat Blackpink, and they beat Boy With Love, and a bunch of others, obviously, but, like...
Wait, 1 million, like, views?
101.1 million views in the first 24 hours.
101.1?
Yeah.
101.1. Oh. That's literally all the people that watched it. There's only, yeah, like... Oh, wait, no. There's, like, 60 million views after that. Now it's, like, 161.
Wow. Yes, it was confirmed to be the biggest music video premiere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Blackpink was, what, like, half of that?
No. I think they were in the 80-something.
Yeah, that's half of that, is it not? Oh, half of what it's right, what it is right now.
Oh, what it is right now, yes.
Yeah, that's true. My fault. I keep thinking it's this number. It's not this number. 101. Yeah.
101.1. And you confirmed it because, yeah. And if you go, like, on TikTok or anything, everyone just comments... Even if it's an unrelated video, they're just commenting, go stream BTS Dynamite, go stream BTS Dynamite.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how I feel about that, but I do think that they did a wonderful job, and kudos to them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no wonder it's on, like, number one on, like, basically throughout the world.
I know, and because it's English, they have chances of winning, like, more awards.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad, though. Nobody rapped.
Yeah, I thought, like, Suga would get, like, a
little... Yeah, at least Suga. But...
Like, just a little, but, like, there's not none of that. I mean, RM did, like... I actually really love RM's voice.
Yeah, me too.
His voice just...
Wow. He did such a good job.
Yeah, he did. And
I'm amazed.
The record store is a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going in Toronto, when I go to, like, those record stores, because my friends are into getting them, it's just so nice. Like, I want to own my own record player, but, like, yeah, maybe not now. It's like a future thing. I want to get one. But, yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't think I'll ever get one. We'll see. Maybe. But it's, hey, I feel like it's more storage for no reason.
That's true, I guess.
too spendy true.
Though it is really nice. But oh well. It's okay. I'll get a really good sound system.
One day. You know, the other thing that happened was, like, on Twitter, Got Milk commented because of Jungkook's scene of drinking milk.
What?
Yeah. Oh my god. It was so funny.
Oh my goodness.
But you need that energy for the dynamite. Go drink milk, guys. Alright, so I think we got our reaction down. I clearly loved it a lot. And I have a feeling Crystal loved the vibe of it, so.
Yeah, I'm not that much of a fan of BTS, so.
Don't be hurt, ARMY, don't be hurt.
Yeah, don't be hurt, but at least I enjoy it.
I am. I don't have a license, but like, well, okay, so I basically listen to this during work. I know I should say this. I listen to it during work, and I didn't have a light stick, so I took my pen, and I was pretending I have a light stick, and I was, like, going with it. Because, I was hoping to buy a light stick when they came in concert, but clearly that did not happen. And then I thought of buying it online, but then there's so many sites where it's, like, overly expensive, or if it's not expensive, the delivery is, like, it's expensive, and it's just, like, I don't know. And then I don't want it to be, like, a fake. So, I don't know. I'm just paranoid. Anyways, let us know what you think of the BTS Dynamite music video when you watch it, and if you haven't already, I mean, what are you waiting for? Go watch it and let us know on at2b.podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Take care. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.